I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media, talking with Randy Keith, one of the three Republican candidates hoping to succeed State Representative Bill Mitchell in the 101st Illinois House District. Keith is chairman of the Piatt County Board, and he says he's one conservative who's ready to work with Democrats in order to solve the state's problems. Our interview began with a question about why he's running.
I was the last one to get in. I hadn't planned on running for this seat. A large delegation came to me and asked me to run of local folks that I respect. I said no for about a month, and then I finally said, okay, we will. But I'm only going to run for 4 years. I will go. I'll work hard every day like I always have in my life. In my life, I've never known nothing but work because we need workers over there. We need folks that are going to fix things. That's my whole deal. They don't fix anything anymore. I promise you, I will work for 2 years to fix things, and if the folks want to send me back, great. I'll go back one more time, then I'm coming home to Piatt County.
So it's been a real struggle the last 2 or 3 years for Democrats and Republicans, lawmakers and the governor, to agree on things, certainly on a budget for 2 years. Do you see any way that the two sides can work together on any issues and to do that to accomplish some of the goals that you would like to achieve?
Well, I have a history of working and playing well with others. We need to reach across, and you hear this all the time, but a lot of people don't have the skill set to do it or the courage to do it. Once you take money from people to get in a high office like that, so that when people get there, they've already sold their soul away. You got to work with the people. The only way these pensions are going to get solved is going to take all the Republicans at the table, all the Democrats, and all the unions. They all got to have a seat. They all have to have a voice, and we need to listen to each other. I mean, I support Bruce, but one of the ways he messed up, I think, when he first started was getting after the union so hard. You need them to help fix this problem. We got to get everybody at the table and serious. Until we find out what the true number of money we owe, what it's going to take care of these pensions. How much debt do we really have? I think my first 6 months is just going to be trying to find what is the true number it's going to take care of all of our pensioners, take care of all the bills we've got. And once you get that true number, not the one that benefits the Republicans or the Democrats or the unions, the true number, once we get to that, that's a starting point. Now we got to find the revenue.
Do you favor any of the proposals out there for pension reform? Governor Rauner said that he had a proposal with Senate President Cullerton. He was also talking about passing on some of the teacher pension costs or more of that burden over to schools and state universities. Talk about taxing retirees with the state income tax, which isn't done right now. Does any of this work for you or something else, or does it take more study?
Well, I don't want to kick the can down the road, but I don't trust anything they tell me over there. I'm just like the average citizen. I read the paper. Now, until I get there and I actually see what the numbers are and visit with the people, that I plan on in the first 6 months also getting to know every one of my colleagues over there, every single one of them. I work and play well with others. I'll figure out real quick the ones I can work with and the ones I can't work with. With the new people, I've met several of them, as I've stated many times, that us newbies get together, and if we can get 15 or 16 of us from both sides of the aisle, we can block this stuff. We can make them come to the table and bargain, and I think that's one of the things we need to do. But everybody's got to be invited to the table. Some won't want to come because they like the status quo, but I believe in my heart and soul we can find enough good men and women to come. Don't give your power to Mr. Madigan. Don't give your power to the governor. We can fix these things. We can get started fixing these things.
One of the themes of Governor Rauner has been the state of Illinois' business climate. And what would you do for the state's business climate?
Well, right now, it's terrible. One thing we're going to have to start doing, we need to start promoting our state. There's a lot of good things going on in our state. But we're so focused on the negative parts of them that we don't focus on the positive. When I was a young man, we were in the top 10 in everything. Now, I'm 65 years old, we're in the bottom 10 of everything. Well, the state didn't move, we're still here. We're centrally located. Because of deregulation, we got cheap energy. We got 7 major railroads that come into this state. The inland port they're building in Decatur could be huge for downstate Illinois. We just need to promote that more every day. So we need some cheerleaders. I plan on being that cheerleader, our infrastructure. I am going to push push to start building our roads back up, to get our bridges. That does two things. It's jobs, and then it shows businesses that may be looking to come or looking to stay here that the state's serious. We're going to invest in ourselves to get us back to where we were when I was a young man.
I wanted to ask you about redistricting reform. That's something that Governor Rauner pushed for hard. It hasn't been able to get it on the ballot. Is it something you think needs to be done? And how do you see about getting it before voters?
Absolutely. I think it's 70, 75, 65% of the people want it. Basically, we got one group, small, powerful people, who are keeping that from happening, the will of the people. They divide us up on teams, their team, our team. This isn't a game. This is life. People live and die by the decisions made in Springfield. We'll always have differences. I'm not, you know, I happen to be the person that believes in that you have the right to own a gun. There's other people that believe opposite that. Okay, maybe I can never convince you it's okay, or you convince me it's not okay. Let's set that aside. Let's fix our state. Let's work on those things.
Wanted to ask you about marijuana. There have already been proposals in the state legislature to legalize recreational use of marijuana in Illinois. Do you support or oppose?
Where I sit today as a 65-year-old male that's never been a marijuana smoker is no. I've known young people in my life that it was kind of a gateway thing to other things. Now, other people, it's not. I understand that. But, you know, I told somebody just yesterday over in Decatur that the revenue grand deal would bring a lot of revenue in, too. Well, they bring a lot of revenue in on prostitution out in Nevada. Should we say that's okay, too? Just because it raises money doesn't mean we ought to do it. I'll listen to people. If they can come up and tell me this is a good thing to do and they can make me believe it, where I stand today, no, not before it.
That's Piatt County Board Chairman Randy Keith, one of three Republicans competing in the March 20th primary to be their party's nominee in the 101st Illinois House District race. The other two Republican candidates are Todd Hendricks and Dan Calkins. The 101st Illinois House District includes Mohammed, Clinton, Monticello, and much of the outskirts of Decatur. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.